US Report with Bob Tarlow. Back in
the USA. Good on you, Kurt. We will do exactly that, Ender. Thank you, Kurt Clyde. Coming up, the rumour file is open. $500 cash if you phone your rumour through 92211882. If you've got a rumour, $500 cash could be yours. Thanks to Scarborough Toyota, 92211882. G'day, Kirk.
Baz and Steve, none of this makes any sense. I feel like I've been reading a book and found out there were several chapters missing. Crazy. That is one of the comments in the Washington Post about this case. An emergency court hearing in Chicago has brought major new developments in the case of Jussie Smollett. He is the gay African-American star of the Fox show Empire that claimed to be a victim last January of a late-night hate crime in Chicago. He said his attackers, while hitting him, yelled, "This is MAGA country," a reference to Trump's campaign slogan, and put a noose around his neck. Police then in February told a different story that Smollett had paid $3,500 to two Nigerian brothers to stage the attack, and he even mailed a letter with racist and homophobic language to the studio where his show was produced. Police claimed his motivation was that he was dissatisfied with his salary, saying last month he took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. This morning, however, all charges were dropped. Here is some of what Smollett said when he left the courtroom.
"I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of. But I am a man of faith, and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this. I just wouldn't. Now I'd like nothing more than to just get back to work and move on with my life. But make no mistakes, I will always continue to fight for the justice, equality, and betterment of marginalized people everywhere."
There are so many questions about this case, Kirk, including what is happening with his bail money.
Now, if charges are dropped against you, Steve, the state will give you back your money. But Smollett has agreed to forfeit the $10,000 of bail money he posted to the city of Chicago. His attorney said that he voluntarily forfeited his bond and there was no deal made with prosecutors. Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel is furious about the judge's actions, saying that without a doubt, this is a whitewash of justice.
It seems very strange. I don't think he'll be back on the telly. Thanks, Kirk.